and storm-free for the next several days. I see the mid-60s coming back later on next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey has rescinded an appointment for Montgomery County probate judge after learning General Ed Kroll is too old under state law. The Alabama Constitution prohibits the election or appointment of judges over 70. Troy police have arrested two people for chemical endangerment of a child. Authorities say they were contacted by DHR about an infant being exposed to amphetamines and methamphetamines. The child was removed from the home and is now being treated for injuries. And an Autauga County school bus driver accused of kicking a child off the bus and then driving away has been arrested on a misdemeanor charge. The parent says her 8-year-old son was kicked off the bus after getting into an argument with another student. The incident is under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and 2/3, 3/4 of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with 5 reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Final hour of News and Views from 9 to noon. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? So, the impeachment inquiry hearing will commence once again soon here. I think the first round you had counsel for the Democratic majority on the Intelligence Committee, and the really the impeachment committee now, they had their lawyer, Mr. Goldman, asking questions of former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, former ambassador to Ukraine. Trump's already been hitting her hard on Twitter, and, you know, it's honestly because I actually took the time to read the printed transcripts of the private depositions, the super secret ones that some got leaked. I've read the lion's share of the Yovanovitch one, so I'm not really learning anything new, which, you know, there's something to be said for consistency in the story. But then the Republicans, I think, I have a bite at the apple. It'll be their counsel asking questions, and later in the day it'll move on to the representatives asking questions. There have been rumors in Republican land that Yovanovitch might have perjured herself. I doubt they'll actually bear that out today. They might bring it up. And what they're going to bring up, so you're not caught off guard, folks, is that it was leaked by, you know, there's so many leaks these days. It's probably not the right way for us to be talking to one another in this country of ours with a bunch of anonymous secret leaks, but it was leaked that Democratic staffers working for Adam Schiff, before the initial whistleblower's complaint was released, emailed Marie Yovanovitch saying, "We have a time-sensitive matter that we want to discuss with you." And Republicans are going to claim she perjured herself because she said in the private deposition, the super secret one, that she had no communications with anybody about this before it was made public.
Plus, so, was that top secret?
Right.
There may be a confidentiality issue.
Yeah, we'll see. But Schiff is controlling these proceedings with an iron fist. I mean, really, the Republicans are kind of boxed in many ways. But we'll see. They're going to have to make the case there was actual corruption that was legitimate for the president to look into. The Democrats will continue to say, you know, he was doing this to get dirt on a political opponent. We will see. I think it all comes down to the president's intent, which is very tough to prove either way. And obviously the Republicans control the Senate, and you're already seeing messages from Lindsey Graham that this is just a sham and a bunch of BS unless I know who the whistleblower is. Of course, we all do know who the whistleblower is. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, I saw there's a great write-up in Politico by a guy who did not name the whistleblower, the initial one that started this whole thing, but he said the news media, or mainstream news media, is losing credibility by not publishing the name. And essentially, he points out pretty clearly, and it makes a good point, that, for instance, when Real Clear Investigations actually named the whistleblower Eric Ciaramella, 33 years old, CIA analyst, the Washington Post put up an article saying, oh, Lord. The Washington Post put an article saying right-wing sources like Real Clear Investigations have named them, but we're not going to name them. So, of course, people didn't go look at Real Clear Investigations and find everything out. And so this article is sitting there weighing the pros and cons of the media keeping shut, you know, on this stuff. And you look in the comments section. This is crazy. He's like, I've not named him. But you look at the comments section on any story about the whistleblower, and people are just posting in the comments section, Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella. And this is, I think, a crazy sign. The news media is very powerful. New York Times, yeah. Washington Post, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, very powerful, all these places. But what's happened here is they're not as powerful as they used to be. We do have this thing called the internet, folks. So people who are curious are going to find out the information one way or another. And you're going to lose face more and more if you're not hitting on a big breaking news story and newsworthy name, which is what this article in Politico argued for. This is newsworthy, and by not reporting it for whatever reason, this is discrediting even more. I think there's a story to that, but look who just walked in.
Dr. Campbell, I presume.
How you doing?
How you doing, Jack?
My headphones are across the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're in that desk down there?
That second drawer on the right side.
Yeah, we'll find out who the... I'm just wondering where this goes, because I think Yovanovitch has some questions. They're claiming that Lutsenko And the guy who was looking into investigating certain officials, he claimed that she gave him some names. Don't go look into these people. They're anti-corruption folks. Actually, her testimony on Wednesday from George Kent, backing that up to a degree, that they told the Ukrainian officials, don't be looking into... No, those are for Larry there. Yes. But here... folks, we're just getting settled in here. We're just getting this together here on News and Views, getting everybody assembled. How about this, gentlemen? Let's take an early break. We'll get settled in, and we'll open up this last hour and have a lot of fun. News and Views right after this break. 272-9228 if you want to join in. We got a whole packed studio here. Should be a lot of fun. Be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Co-host Jack Campbell is here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. I'll allow you to reintroduce our in-studio guest.
We have as our guest today on News and Views, Larry Lee. He's an educator and a philosopher and a politician of sorts. Was very active in AEA over the years. Has always fought for the rights of teachers, but... Unlike all AEA people, unlike I would say half of AEA people. Larry really does care about the kids, too. You know, AEA will tell you, well, we're not an organization that talks about the children. We are an organization that lobbies for teachers. But he's always had a... Larry's always had his heart in education, public education. And you have a lot of criticisms of many of the legislatures, certainly those that have been elected since 2010 when the Republicans took over. But, and you have a blog, Larry. What's the name of your blog?
Name of the blog is, I guess it's Education Matters. I'm not sure. It's found at LarryEducation.com. That's about the old. Listen, I am very definitely a low-tech person. I still use a flip phone. And my blog is handled by a friend of mine down at Spanish Fort. If I need something, I get in touch with her, and she makes it work. All I do is post articles and what happens to them after that. For instance, she tells me that everything I post goes to Twitter. I don't know where Twitter is. I don't know what Twitter is. And
this is probably to your credit, Larry.
No kidding.
I started to say I think the president might be better if he didn't know what Twitter was sometimes.
Probably so.
But anyway, Larry, we appreciate you coming on. You really are. You have a very in-depth knowledge of education issues, more so than most people I know. And you're pretty... passionate about it, I would say, and you always have been. With all this, I wanted to get your opinion on these new charter schools that seem to be coming into being and being talked about more and more. I'm not a fan of charter schools, but I don't know about charter schools like you do. But I'd like for you to give us your take on charter schools, the pitfalls, and also their strong points, because I know that some of them are very good, but a lot of them are not.
Well, and let me correct you on one thing you said, Jack, and I appreciate your kind words. I'm not an educator. I've never been a teacher. I've never been a member of AEA.
I thought you were.
No.
Okay, I'm dead wrong. Sorry.
Well, it's not the first time either of us have been wrong, that's for sure. Charter schools are... the first ones were created a little over 20 years ago. Basically, the concept came from a guy named Albert Shanker, who at that time was president of the American Federation of Teachers, which is one of the larger, maybe it's the largest teachers union, and it's a bona fide union in the country. But basically, his concept was, we'll set up what I call lab schools. We'll let a group of teachers run a school. They won't be under the same restrictions and regulations that maybe the traditional schools are. And if they come up with ideas that seem to be working, then they would partner with traditional schools and say, look, this is what we found out. Why don't you adopt this?
Right.
Charter schools... the first one was either in Wisconsin or Minnesota many years ago. They are a very recent phenomena, if you will. In Alabama, we passed a charter school law in 2015. Presently, there's one charter school working up and running in Mobile, and they work primarily with kids who have dropped out of school. I'm all for them because they're saving them one child at a time down there and dealing with some kids that have had a very tough go of it, and whatever they can do to help them, I'm all for. There's a charter school now in its second year at the University of West Alabama over in Livingston called University Charter School. I've been there a number of times. I've written about them. They're doing a fantastic job, and I know why they were what happened in Livingston was, it is the home, of course, of UWA. And Dr. Ken Tucker, who's a longtime friend of mine and is president of UWA, told me, he said, I couldn't recruit faculty because of the quality of the Sumter County school system. And I would have to go, I'd have to tell faculty I was trying to recruit, well, you're going to have to live in Demopolis, Meridian, or Tuscaloosa and commute to the college. In fact, the Board of Trustees at the University of West Alabama directed Dr. Tucker to try to figure out what they could do to help their situation. And out of that came this idea of the University Charter School. And the beauty of that school is the infrastructure was in place. They didn't have to go hire some education management organization to come in there and tell them what to do. There's also a charter school just started called Legacy Prep up in Birmingham. I'm not familiar with that at all. And then the fourth one is Lead Academy, which just opened here in Montgomery a couple of months ago. There's a number of others in the mill or in the process. Just how many, I know Dr. Tommy Bias, who is a former state superintendent of education, is chairman of the board of one up in Birmingham that hopes to open this coming fall. I've been up there and I've spent a lot of time with Tommy. He and I are good friends. I am certainly supportive of that effort up there because it's going to be in the east part of town, in the Woodlawn section, where the public schools are very much lacking. There's a school trying to be made down or put in Washington County. I've written extensively about it. I'm strongly opposed to that because there's not a need for it and the community doesn't support it. And the people who are behind it, their reputation, I think, is somewhat less than sterling, so to speak. Study after study has shown that charter schools, as a rule, are about like public schools. Some are great, some are poor, and most of them are somewhere in between. There's no magic to them. I have real reservations about the conversion charter school effort that we're going to undertake here in Montgomery for a number of reasons. One being...
Explain what conversion means, because a lot of our listeners...
Okay. You have two kind of charter schools. One is a startup school. That's where you put a school where there hasn't been one. Then the other is a conversion school, where you take an existing school and you convert it over to a charter school. The problem here in Montgomery, as I see it, as I read the charter law, they've simply not followed the law. Anyhow, I won't get into that too much at this point in time, but we're always looking for the next shiny object. And in Alabama, we've decided, well, charter schools are the next shiny object. And in politicians, for instance, there was an article written by former state Senator Phil Williams for the Alabama Policy Institute recently. And he was lauding the fact that Mississippi has gone up on their NAEP scores, NAEP being the National Association of Educational Progress tests that are given every 2 years to a random group of kids, probably the most misinterpreted stuff that I ever known of. And Phil contended that because Mississippi has charter schools, that those scores are rising. Well, I checked with people in Mississippi. There's six charter schools in the whole dadgum state.
Right.
And to say that six schools are going to raise the scores of every kid in the state of Mississippi is just ludicrous. So you've got all kind of agendas out there, and unfortunately too many people are dabbling in education who simply don't know what they're talking about. If I were czar, I don't want to be, but if I were, the first thing I would do, I would decree that every member of the legislature, all 140 of them, go spend at least 4 hours as a classroom aide in a high-poverty classroom. And I think it would be eye-opening because I visit a lot of schools. I'm in a lot of classrooms. I talk to a lot of principals. And the burden that teachers face today is we're tasking them with solving all the ills of society.
Yes.
And they simply cannot do it. They're not. One of the things I hear so much of, the mental health issues that they're running into are getting worse and worse and worse. They're not qualified to handle those things.
Well, and a school can't replace a home or a larger network.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Here's a good instance. There are two elementary schools that I'm very familiar with here in Montgomery. One of them is a magnet school. Does a super job. Last year, the principal told me, I asked her, she's got 500 kids. I said, how many PTA members do you have? She said, 800. She said, we got all the mamas and daddies and most of the grandparents. On the other side of town, another elementary school, same size. I asked that principal, how many PTA members do you have? One. One parent is a member of that PTA.
Oh, Lord.
90%, she guesstimated to me that 90% of her kids come from a single-parent home. She is dealing with an entirely different dynamic than the principal at the magnet school is. And you can study after study after study has shown that the greatest indicator of school performance is poverty level. The higher the poverty level, the tougher it is to educate these kids. Doesn't mean that poor kids can't learn.
Right.
But the circumstances they come from, if they're coming from a home where there's no books, where mama dropped out of school in the ninth grade to start having children, they don't have that education foundation.
Right.
And that's the deal. See, think about this. All of us, everybody, all four of us in this room right now, have 8,760 hours in a year. A child in Alabama is required to go to school for 1,080 hours in the total year. That's 12% of all the hours in the year. What we're doing, we put most of our resources in the 12%. We ignore the 88, and then we wonder why nothing much changes.
You know, when I hear people say stuff like, well, you know, they tried this in Mountain Brook, and it really worked. And I said, oh, my God, it's apples and oranges.
Everything works in Mountain Brook.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, I think some people have really too high of expectations of what public education is supposed to do, like parent kids, because they're not getting it at home. But people in Montgomery, because our schools have, you know, not done well, I think everybody's kind of grasping at straws, and that's why there's a big interest in charter schools.
Great, I'll give you that. The problem, and I feel, let me tell you about my background just a little bit, how I got interested in education. Back in 2008, before I retired, I was actually working for the State Department of Agriculture and Industries doing rural community development. We did a study of 10 high-poverty, high-performing rural schools across this state. We found schools all the way from Mobile to Jackson County. Me and two colleagues drove 10,000 miles, spending time in those schools. We studied them from can to cane. I went to more PTA meetings and fall festivals and school board meetings than I care to recall. But it was the most heartwarming thing I've ever been involved with. And what I saw was some extremely dedicated faculty and educators and principals. They didn't have the resources that most schools need, but they were just doing an unbelievable job. And I came out of that saying, you know, we've got some good things going on. Not everything is good, but we've got some good things. And I'm going to try to be a voice for some of the positive stuff that's going on. There's amazing things going on in every school in this community. We just don't hear about them. Now, there's bad things. But out of that study, I came up with what I call some non-negotiables. And one is this.
Can you hold that thought?
Sure.
We need to take a break, but remember where you are.
I got you.
Yeah, we do have to hit a break here. This part of the program, this part of News and Views, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive here in downtown Montgomery, 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. Give them a call today, 265-0792, because you're going to be wanting to be thinking Jenkins, folks. Be thinking Jenkins. I'm thinking Jenkins because their technicians are all top-notch, ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets, but also because it is hunting season. Just want to emphasize, they have a service truck. So if you need work done on that tractor of yours, that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, well, Jenkins will come to you and make sure that vehicle, that outdoor vehicle, is operating well. I mean, talk about a day like this, your vehicle, your outdoor vehicle, four-wheeler, side-by-side, just goes kaput. Oh, how miserable would that be? And the fact that Jenkins will come to you with their service truck makes it a steal of a deal, since you don't have to lug that thing to downtown Montgomery or lug it really anywhere. Again, they come to you. But they do everything over at Jenkins for your everyday driver. I love the monthly checklist program. You can take your vehicle to Jenkins each month, and they can help make sure your vehicle's operating correctly and running smoothly. And also, they'll teach you a little bit of owner maintenance in the process as they're checking it every month. They do air conditioning repairs, aero filters, battery replacement, tire balancing, tire installation, tire repair, tire rotation. I mean, things like brake repair, everything. I don't have to go through the whole list. Everything, folks, but also including, as Jack likes to remind folks, especially on a day like this, windshield wiper blades. So, folks, get by Jenkins Tire and Auto today to work on your vehicle, give you that little extra peace of mind when you're driving around on, say, a dreary day like today. Again, their number, 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit them today on JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can make an appointment on the website, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, proud sponsor of News and Views. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. We'll be back. More News and Views after this quick break. You want to get on the conversation here about charter schools and education in general, 272-9228.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a dismal forecast on this Friday, but things get a lot brighter over the weekend. A risk of lingering showers from time to time today. A chilly day, a little breezy, high 50 to 52. Mostly cloudy early tonight, gradual clearing late tonight. Cold, low 36 by dawn. Cool sunshine returns for tomorrow and Sunday. Warmer afternoons in the low 60s both days, upper 30s at night, and storm-free for the next several days. I see the mid-60s coming back later on next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. Times are hard.
Oh, yeah. How'd you know?
Yeah. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Myself, Joey Clark. Jack Campbell is here.
How you doing?
Got his friend Larry Lee here. We got Alva Lambert still here.
Howdy.
Now, Alva, if you were to consult with William F. Buckley Jr. about how to educate our youngins in this the new 21st century, what do you think William would say?
Well, I think back to the time Governor Lester Maddox was asked about reforming his prisons and what he intended to do to improve the basic prison aspect in Georgia. He responded that he primarily wanted to start by recruiting a better grade of prisoner. So I think in education, we need to have a better grade of pupil.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Thank you for that.
We've been talking with Larry Lee about some of the problems in public education. And you have a thought that you were, we cut you off to take a break. If you want to resume that short discussion, and then we'll go to another matter.
Jack, yes. One of the things that I feel strongly about, the most important part of the education chain is the principal. If you don't have a good principal, you will not have a good school.
Right.
And good principals don't grow on trees. But you've got to, that's one of the things we discovered in our it was interesting, of the 10 schools, 9 of those principals all had the same leadership style. Now, if you had, they didn't know that, but they were largely people persons. They listened to their faculty. They were not I'm the principal and you don't count. They felt that it was a team effort. Another non-negotiable that I believe strongly in, life in the classroom is a reflection of life outside the classroom. These kids today, whatever their circumstances are, that they leave their home with, that's what they show up at school with. And some people seem to think that most kids today that we're educating, and there's 90% of all the kids in the state of Alabama, over 700,000 of them are educated in public schools. Some people seem to think they all come from a house with a white picket fence with a mom and daddy there. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I don't think we're attacking the things that we need to attack, which are the things that 88% outside the classroom. And I feel this way. I don't think we have failing schools. I think we have failing school communities. And one of the issues in Montgomery, and I served a 3-month stint on the Montgomery School Board last year, this community is not engaged in its schools. And I say that with all sincerity. Here we think of there's no hour when it comes to schools. It's there.
Right.
And basically what we're doing in this community is we're paying for the sins of our fathers. And Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, but that's exactly what's going on.
Well, and to your point, the Montgomery Board of Education, Montgomery County Board of Education, just voted to approve the three conversions. And the three conversion schools are all Title I, meaning more than 40% of their students are considered economically disadvantaged. And hopefully with the charters, I think charters, as you said earlier, some are great, some don't do so well. It really does depend on things like the principal, on the actual people in the community joining the school. But, reading into this, it looks like the coalition of education stakeholders currently involved with school will be formed, said Justin Hampton, I'm reading from the Montgomery Advertiser, who has led the foundation's conversion plan. Together with the foundation, the group will visit other conversion charters to observe how they're operated. I mean, I think charters call for a 20% parental presence on the board of the charter.
And on a board of 10, that's two parents.
Right, exactly. And so you need more than that, obviously, and you got to get people engaged. I think you're right. It's a failure of communities in general, and it's a matter of getting them more involved in the school. I mean, that it does begin at home. Education isn't just in the classroom, obviously.
Absolutely.
Do we want to take a caller?
Yeah, let's take 272-9228. Let's take Bill real quick.
Thank you, Joey. Mr. Lee, I think you're doing a great job. You're bringing up a wonderful bunch of ideas and concepts, but there is something I think you need to change, and that's the 4 hours that our lawmakers or that you're talking about doing. They need to be in that school for a week. And on top of that, they need to substitute. And they would learn a whole lot more than they know right now, sir.
I don't know any I'm smart enough to substitute.
Well,
that's true.
you make an excellent point, and I don't disagree with you. And I would call to your attention, in fact, I wrote about this not too long ago, U.S. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana substitutes throughout the year. And he talked about how it keeps him grounded. And he said, there ain't nothing any better than spending time in a classroom. And I remember 11, 12 years ago, calling a principal at George Hall Elementary in Mobile, Terry Tomlinson, she's now retired, and I said, Terry, I would like to spend one day in a pre-K classroom as a teacher's aide. And she said, we can arrange that. And I did. And it was a life-changing experience when you're sitting there, when you're the one wiping up the noses and cleaning up the mess and all that sort of stuff. It's not a bed of roses. I could not be a teacher. God bless them.
Well, I taught for 27 years, and that's one of the reasons I think they need to be in that school for more than 4 hours, because all they do then is just walk through the school, and then they're gone. They don't think more about it.
Photo op.
But if they got in there and had to work a little bit and see what really goes on and deal with these kids on a daily basis for a little while, they would make a lot of changes in how things are done and what needs to be done. But I do appreciate your work, sir.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it, Bill.
You know, there's a bill that passed the legislature, I guess, this last time, saying that, of course, it has to have voter approval. I guess it's in March.
It's a constitutional amendment.
Right. Yeah, we are changing the Alabama State Board of Education from an elected board to an appointed board. And I guess the governor, I don't know who all gets appointments. I think it's a bad idea. I never like when you take take the power away from the people and give it to insiders.
Well, let me give you some history on that.
So what are your thoughts on that?
What we want to do, and this legislation, again, was passed by Senator Dale Marsh, we want to go back to a failed system, because we used to have an appointed state school board. Back in 1967, when Lurline Wallace was governor, in the short period she was governor, the legislature asked Pat to have a education task force created, or something of that description. She did that. She appointed Dr. Harry Philpott from Auburn, president of Auburn at that time, to chair that. When Albert Brewer became governor, he took on the recommendations of that task force, and they were many, but he took that as a priority for his term in office. And the task force released their findings. There was all kind of things, but one of the things that they recommended was that we go, we used to elect the state superintendent and appoint the state school board. Now, electing any superintendent is a dumb idea as far as I'm concerned, and we have a lot of them, and a lot of them are friends of mine, and I would tell all of them that. But the feeling back then was that all of those state school board members were appointed by the governor, and so they were only responsible to the governor, and they were not responsible to local schools and local citizens and local school boards and local superintendents. And they, so we passed a constitutional amendment in December of 1969 to switch to an elected state school board. And the first elections were held in 1970, and we've had an elected board ever since then. So what we're wanting to do on March the 3rd, we will, everybody in the state will vote in the presidential primary yes or no on having an elected versus an appointed state school board. I'm going to vote to keep what we've got for this reason. Under the law that's set up, the governor would appoint 9 people to the state school board, but they all have to be approved or confirmed by the Senate. The Senate is run by Senator Dale Marsh, the Senate Majority Leader. His track record since 2011, as far as public education is concerned, is not good at all, as far as I'm concerned. And then that group then would hire a state superintendent, which means, in effect, Dale Marsh becomes the czar of Alabama public education. I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's good. We've just, our little blog has just done a survey. We had almost 1,000 responses. 97% of them said they're going to vote no.
No, I
and it's like
that.
Jack said, people don't like you taking away their vote.
I hear you.
I think they're going to have to spend a lot of money to sell that. And well, I right now, I would say it's going to go down. Just on that one issue alone that, hey, we used to elect these guys. Now we don't get to do that anymore. It's going to be, you know, a select group of politicos are going to be appointing our school board. Once that's explained to the people, I think it's dead on arrival.
Well, why not
take a break?
Mm-hmm. We need to hit our last break of the hour here.
Why don't we appoint members of the state legislature then?
Right.
Depends on who appoints them.
There you go.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about our buddies over at Heirloom Jewelers.
Oh, yeah,
Troop Booth. He's a good man. I went to see him last week and got a feel for what he does, and he's pretty passionate about his business. He loves antique and estate jewelry because he said there was true craftsmanship back then on making, you know, rings and necklaces and bracelets and what have you. He is on the Vaughn Road, and I always, hold on, 6948 Vaughn Road.
Yeah, if you're going east.
Just if you're going east, you pass Bell Road, and it's the first right.
Yep.
It's a little strip center in there, and he's right in the middle. And go see Troop if you're looking for something. Something unusual, especially, he can hook you up. He's been doing this for a long time. His grandparents started the business. It's over 40 years old. They have a, pardon the pun, sterling reputation. So go by there and take a look at the merchandise and tell Troop we sent you from here in News and Views. The telephone number is 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road, 260-0066.
Well, we'll be right back, folks. Last break in News and Views and last final moments. Y'all on phone, on the phone lines, hold your positions. We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More News and Views after this break.
Job for free.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then, on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments of News and Views. You want to get your shots in, 272-9228. Dan Moore's show is coming up. But for now, it's myself, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Larry Lee. Gentlemen, we've got some phone calls here and not much time.
We're going to have you back on another time. When we get closer to this vote in March, I'd like for you to come back.
Be glad to.
Okay.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome to the show.
John, enjoying the show. It's good to hear people know what they're talking about. I was going to say, last night on the Channel 12 News at 10, they had a good segment on the need for maintenance for the school system in Montgomery. It's, and it's just how daunting it looks. But I'm one of those, I hope the money doesn't dry up, that like the prison system, I hope the school system, people think that's out of sight, out of mind, and they're not concerned. And then with the segment looked like they were doing a pretty good job of trying to drum up attention to what was needed, and I just wanted to share that.
Well, you make a very good point. As I mentioned a while ago, I was appointed to fill out the remainder of an unexpired term on the Montgomery School Board last year. And maintenance is a huge, huge, huge factor when you're trying to keep roofs where they don't leak and air conditioning working. It is a tremendous thing. And what happens is you just patch and patch and patch, and you get to a point, I can't remember what the number was, but to have brought all the schools in Montgomery up to where they should be would have run into the multi-millions of dollars. And that's,
yes, sir.
That's just one of the things that if you can get by, you try to, bubblegum it and baling wire it together.
That's it. And water is just insidious, and once rot starts. That was my two cents, and I want to thank you, and please come back on.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Sam. Very quickly, Fred, welcome to News and Views.
Yes, Governor Wallace, I have one question.
Oh, no, the governor.
The governor just left.
Oh, no!
Yeah, he has a Lions Club meeting.
Well, I enjoy it when he's on, and Jack, I'm glad to see you back, and Joey, I always enjoy your show and listen from 9 to 12.
Thanks,
Fred. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Very quickly, Papa B.
Hey, guys. Boys, the
education is one of my favorite topics here, but not nearly enough time to really cover the broad array of problems and, you know, if there are any solutions within just a couple of minutes here, you know. But I would say this, I don't think that anybody really has gotten down to asking the right questions as to what is wrong with the education system, because, you know, the parents want to blame the system or the teachers, and the teachers want to blame the parents, and, you know, a societal breakdown, and it, you know, they both have their, you know, causes on which to stand, I presume. So, but what is it that we were doing back in the whatever it was, 50s, that made education so great? Like Lanier High School, okay, world class education. And what changed to make it now such a ball of mess in Alabama in the education system? That, you know, what is it that changed? Why did it change? And what can be done to resolve it? And I think that, you know, when you get down to really answering that question in an honest way, you're going to really come to some good conclusions. And one of them would be, look, forcing everybody into a Unitarian, monopolistic sausage grinder called education may not be the right way to go. What do y'all think about that?
I think all the white folks sent their kids to private schools in the 60s and 70s, and they don't have anything to lose or win by being involved in public education.
One of the things, you bring up a great point. One of the questions that I always ask a long-term educator, you know, somebody that's taught for 30 years or more, I frequently ask them, what has changed in your tenure?
Uh-huh.
And invariably, they will say, teachers are not respected like they once were. They will tell you, when I first started 30 years ago, if I sent a note home to a parent, the parent would call and say, I appreciate that. I'm going to take care of it. Today, the parent is more than likely to show up with a lawyer in tow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's
all.
Probably we're out of time.
Okay.
But we'll have this discussion another day for sure. Larry, appreciate you being here today. Good meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
He's a good American.
Indeed.